have to tell you, I'm really jazzed to be able to do this service this morning. One of the not so many benefits of being without a settled pastor, who would ordinarily grab this service, of course. I was so jazzed this morning that I cleaned my iPad with Zicam. Well, at least I know it's not going to catch a cold. Many animals, including human, have blessed my life. And so I come with that history to this service. What is a blessing? When we call something a blessing, we're saying that it's good fortune, something positive in the life of the recipient. We say, what a blessing this cooler weather is. What a blessing the rain was. Or her death was really a blessing because she was suffering so. Or that is a blessing in disguise. Maybe a good disguise. A blessing is something that comes as a gift rather than as a payment for something we've done. And often there's the implicit acknowledgement that things could have gone badly, but didn't. But how about blessing as a verb? To bless. What is going on? The verb to bless, I think, has more heft than the noun blessing. In a traditional religious context, where the priest is doing the blessing, it is understood that the priest is an intermediary and that the blessing comes from God. And there's something very important in this way of understanding a blessing. That the blesser is an intermediary, that the blessing is passing through the blesser to the blessed. Marilynne Robinson's minister, John Ames, in the selection you heard a bit ago, has it just right, I think. Let's hear a piece of that again. There is a reality in blessing. It doesn't enhance sacredness, but it acknowledges it. And there is power in that. I have felt it pass through me, so to speak. The sensation is one of really knowing a creature. I mean, really feeling its mysterious life and your own mysterious life at the same time. What an exciting, powerful idea that the blessing passes through us. Theologian Paul Tillich said something very similar in speaking of his concept, the ground of being. Tillich, when I speak of ground of being, I don't understand this depth of the universe in terms of an addition of all elements in the universe, but as the creative ground of the universe, that out of which all these forms and elements come, and I call it the creative ground. This creative ground can be experienced in everything which is rooted in the creative ground. For instance, in a person-to-person encounter, end quote. And that last bit bears repeating. This creative ground can be experienced in everything that is rooted in the creative ground. For instance, in a critter-to-critter encounter. Is it a whiff, a whisper, a puff of creative ground that passes through us? I suppose it doesn't hurt to think so. That whisper of the sacred, of the creative ground, then has the power to make the blessed be a blessing. Have you ever been blessed by love? Many times over, I hope you would say. Some of that love has come from our beloved animal friends. And that love has made us better, opened us to the potentiality of being a blessing. And the beautiful reciprocity of it is that our love, with which we bless our pets, opens them to be a blessing to us. Every now and then, we are privileged to be open to a few moments of that reciprocity in which each critter is aware of the other, and the whisper, the spark of creative ground flows back and forth. There was a slide of one such moment at the end of the slideshow we saw earlier. We, Linda and I, were in Africa, in Botswana, on the Linyanti River. It was Linda's birthday, and a young male elephant came through the camp as we were getting breakfast. And I turned around, and I saw Linda drawn toward the elephant. And of course, the guide was saying, "Linda, stand still." But Linda and the elephant were in that moment together, in an elephant-to-person encounter. And I am positive that I heard a whisper of the sacred, felt a tremor of the creative ground.